We've arrived now and celebrated the feast of the resurrection of the Lord. We now find ourselves in Easter Monday, and we find ourselves looking at the resurrection as of yesterday. And we wonder, how should we be feeling? What should we be thinking? Or indeed, what should we be doing? And we know that the church, in its wisdom, devotes a whole week to celebrating the one day of resurrection. They call it Octave of Easter. And it starts on Easter Sunday, which we have celebrated. But the celebrations for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday all relate to the same theme. Might be a bit boring, really. But in fact, there is a wonderful tapestry of themes that run across these days. And one of them is to look at the texts and say, what actually are we hearing and experiencing? And the first thing, of course, is that we're feeling and sensing the resurrection, life after death, the return of a dead body to a living being, a new living being. And that comes across to us throughout this week in a number of different ways. The first is the appearance. But that appearance is not always immediately recognized. There has to be a moment of revelation. Mary Magdalene had to see that the gardener was in fact the risen Jesus. Thomas had to put his fingers into the holes to believe it was the risen Jesus. The disciples on the way to Emmaus had to reflect on the tour through the scriptures, the blessing and breaking of bread, and the sudden recognition it was the risen Jesus. So there is a journey to be made, and each of us has to make that journey from death to life, from the corpse to resurrection. Not just in the Jesus who has died, but in the resurrection that I now share in. And it is that sharing in the resurrection which I'd like to dwell on a little bit more, again, taking the text as we have them in our scriptures. So what is this risen Jesus? Speaks, identifies himself, but he's not to be touched or grasped, not to be possessed. Each of us, in a certain sort of way, loves another, likes to be special to another, and sometimes likes to possess another. And Jesus is resisting the possession. Don't hold on to me, he says to Mary Magdalene. This is a relationship of gift, a relationship of availability. It's not a relationship to be possessed. And in this apparition, there is always a touch with reality. The voice across the sea to the disciples in the boats. Have you caught anything?
No.
Well, put the nets down the other side. The catch. And Peter says, it is the Lord. The miracle, the reminder, the wonder worker. And then who made the breakfast? The risen Lord. And they all shared in the fish that was cooked by the risen Lord. Yes, an appearance and a tangible encounter. As on another occasion, he came and had a meal and ate with them. The risen Lord, taste buds still there, digestive system still there. It is a true risen person. And that is and a very, very important understanding that in resurrection we're not dealing with ghosts or visions. We're dealing with a new state of being, hard to understand, but deeply important for the whole of our understanding of ourselves. This risen Christ is a man of action. He's a man to be touched, a man to listen to, a man who we can see, a man with whom we can eat. And in those ordinary human activities, we have a presence which transcends our reality, goes beyond it, deepens our understanding of what our human nature is capable of, because that is what life after death is all about. Life after death is not just reappearing as we were before. It is reliving, rebirth in a new form, an enduring form, in a relationship of love, which is our identity, our gift, and the gift that we share with each other. Amen.
That was Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright.